CR News, I'm Qi Zhi. Eastern Turkey has been rattled by another strong earthquake, causing more significant damage to the already quake-stricken province of Van. The 5.7 magnitude quake hit after 9 p.m. local time last night, killing at least three people. While the region has been rattled by aftershocks of over 5 on the Richter scale, this one struck at an extremely shallow depth of just under 5 kilometers. The shaking has been strong enough to collapse a number of buildings, including a major hotel where journalists and officials have been staying to cover the aftermath of the 7.2 magnitude earthquake, which hit on October 23rd. Russian engineers are now scrambling to correct the path of a Russian Mars probe after it missed its intended orbit. This is the same probe which is carrying China's Mars orbiter, the Yinghuo-1. Russian space officials say an engine failure has forced the spacecraft into a support orbit. They now have 3 days to correct the problem before the batteries on the craft run out. If they can, it's unclear if the probes will be able to make their scheduled rendezvous with Mars next year. China is repeating its call to resolve the Iranian nuclear issue through talks. It comes following a report of the International Atomic Energy Agency, which says it has obtained credible information that Iran may be developing nuclear weapons. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hong Lei.
China opposes the proliferation of nuclear weapons and disapproves of any Middle Eastern country developing nuclear weapons. China has consistently advocated using dialogue and cooperation to resolve the Iranian nuclear issue.
Hong Lei also says China is in no rush to take the matter back to the UN Security Council. Italy's president says Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi will resign within days. Giorgio Napolitano also says a new government will be formed shortly afterward. Berlusconi made the decision to step down this week after he lost his majority in a parliament vote. The political wrangling to finally create a change in government in Greece is going to be extended into this Thursday. This comes after Greek politicians fail to resolve who is going to replace outgoing Prime Minister George Papandreou. It was widely expected an announcement on a new Greek leadership was going to be made on Wednesday, after Papandreou went on television to announce that his choice for Prime Minister was an institutional figure. That has prompted many to suspect that Papandreou's choice would be the current parliamentary speaker, Philippos Patsonikos. However, it appears the negotiations remain unresolved. A new survey by ratings agency Fitch suggests that about 70% of European investors now believe there is a high risk of a double-dip recession. This is up significantly from the 40% that thought so in the second quarter and the 21% that thought so at the end of March. According to Fitch, part of the reason for the increased concerns about the double-dip recession lies in perceived weakness in the emerging market economies such as China. Fitch says its survey shows a more negative sentiment about the fundamental credit conditions in emerging markets. China's State Council has approved a plan to contain greenhouse gas emissions in the country. Under the new plan, carbon dioxide emissions per unit of GDP are to be reduced to 17% by 2015. The cabinet meeting, chaired by Premier Wen Jiabao, has also put out a call for active development of low-carbon energy. The State Council says government institutions and social groups will be asked to advocate a green lifestyle. A fire that has been ravaging a forest in southwest China's Tibet has been brought under control. Over 1,500 people have been fighting the blaze, which broke out Tuesday afternoon in Zaoyu County, which borders India and Myanmar. The fire torched less than a hectare before it was brought under control. There's no word on the cause of the fire at this point. China's State Council has set up a national office to clamp down on infringement of intellectual property rights and counterfeit products. Police have been urging the creation of a cross-regional law enforcement system to help them investigate cases of IPR infringement and fake products. The State Council is also pressing for better regulation of internet-based trade. And that's the news from CRI. I'm Qi Zhi in Beijing.